98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got another Hurricane Florence update for you. This time, who we got on the phone is Jessica.
We have Miss V. Deronda Metz on the line with us over there at the Women and Children's Homeless Shelter, the Center of Hope, the Salvation Army Center of Hope. How are you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for being on the line with us so early. You know, a lot of people are getting prepared for Hurricane Florence, but we cannot forget about our homeless family that is out here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working hard this morning to make sure that we have a place for our women and children that are on the street that are homeless, and men's shelters doing the same thing, and also Charlotte Rescue Mission. They are opening up their gym for families as well and men that need to get in off the street.
What do you do to prepare for something like a hurricane, Ms. Deronda?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. You know, one of the things we did, we got some foam mattresses and sheets and, you know, just to be able to put people on the floor. But also, we were very fortunate to be working with the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And they connected a generator to our building.
Mm.
So if our power goes out, we wouldn't have to evacuate for a power outage. If it floods, of course, there's a plan in place for that. But right now, you know, we have flashlights. We have the staff, volunteers, and we have that huge generator that really would be an asset for us. Because, as you know, we are a three-story building. So if that building goes dark, with 400 plus women and children in it, that would not be a good thing.
Are there any needs that you all have over there at the shelter that our listeners might be able to stop by and drop off for you?
Yeah, sure. We actually need water. We need water. We try to order as much as possible, but we're only able to get a few cases. But as I said, we have 400 plus people in that building. So water is one thing that we do need.
Okay, so if you out there, you're listening this morning, and you scooped up some bottled waters, you may not need them. Or if you just want to go donate them, and they can bring them right over there to the shelter.
They can bring them right over to the shelter. That would be fantastic.
534 Spratt Street. We know that address very, very well. If there are homeless people that might be listening this morning, is there a proper procedure or anything that they would have to go through in order to get to the shelter for safety?
Yeah. No. So if there are people that are out there listening that are homeless, in our community, you just need to come by the shelter. We're starting to take people at 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm.
And, you know, once again, we take women with children. The men's shelter take men. Charlotte Rescue Mission, they'll be taking people at 4 p.m. They'll actually be taking families intact. So that could be like mom, dad, and children. If people are evacuating for the hurricane, of course, the Red Cross has shelters here in Charlotte. Right now, I know they have East Mecklenburg open, South Mecklenburg, Audrey Kale, and North Mecklenburg.
Mm-hmm. So as you all prepare for Hurricane Flo, is there any information, anything changing different that you want to make sure that our listeners in the area know?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, call 311. 311 has a wealth of information about what's going on in the city. So make sure you're using that line. Call 211. For people that are homeless. Just want to make sure, too, to say to, you know, people in the community, because, you know, we know we have some people that are on the street that may be struggling with mental illness. If you see people out there that are homeless, you definitely could direct them to 211 or direct them directly to the shelters to get in out the street.
Thank you, Ms. Deronda. We appreciate you waking up and checking in with us and keeping us informed on what's going on with the shelter and with the homeless women and children here in Charlotte. Keep up the great work.
I'll be over there today to drop off a case of water.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to seeing you. Have a good day. Thank you all for what you do.